Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to the Slapbox Podcast. This is 686. I am your host, Josh Albrecht, recording once again inside the Slapbox penthouse. My trusty sidekick, Agent Fox Mulder, the three-legged kitty cat, is laying on the floor behind me. And he did just get fed from the auto feeder. It was a smaller meal, not his main meal. So hopefully he relaxes a little bit. He's been a little, I think he's still unhappy that I left him for a week, that I abandoned him for a week. Still kind of, you know, like, hey, asshole, give me some attention. And, he's been all over me, but I've been trying to give him some loving. Still on overtime, so I've spent a good chunk of time not at home. And, I get a slight reprieve next week, as I'm only working 9-hour shifts instead of 10, though I am working next Saturday, so. So I'll have slight.
It looks like it recorded. It may or may not have, the computer froze. I'm having some issues with my computer, side note, unrelated to Fox here.
I'm sure most people that are in the video game community are aware that Call of Duty is putting out the Black Ops 7, which I did not play the beta. Here it's shit. Which most of Call of Duty puts out now is days is shit. Suck at Activision. to say I'm burnt out on the game is an understatement. Anyway. They're doing, they keep trying to half-ass, do a little, stuff to combat the cheaters, because the cheating on Call of Duty has gotten absurd in the last, 10 years. It's been, at least since Cold War, which I don't think was quite 10 years ago. I want to say that was 2018-ish, 2019-ish. The cheating since Cold War had come out has been ridiculous. And of course they're trying to combat it more currently as they roll out the new, Call of Duty. And you have to have,
there's a couple things you have to enact to play as PC to be able to play it, because, most of the cheaters are on PC.
I play it on PC. I used to play it on console all the time, but I destroyed too many controllers, and that shit was getting expensive. Controllers are not cheap these days, so I decided, I have a PC. Let's fucking play this shit on PC. And so I've been doing that, doing the mouse and keyboard nonsense, and it's been a lot cheaper with the controllers and situation. I've been able to keep my PS5 controller, the same one I've had since I got it, probably because I don't play Call of Duty on it, though I don't really play many games on PS5, but to be able to play the new Call of Duty and to continue playing Warzone, which is mainly what I play now, you have to enable TPM 2.0 and put on secure boot alongside the TPM 2.0. And, well, last night I had already enacted the TPM 2.0 right before going to Germany, I believe. And I was still getting the alerts. I thought that was all I needed to do. I thought the secure boot was already enacted, but apparently not. I was still getting the alerts, though they said you had until October to switch over to it before it would just not let you play the fucking game. And, so I didn't have it. I was still getting the alerts. I was like, so it must not be right still. And, it was September when I left for Germany, And I have yet to attempt to really play Call of Duty. I was going to do it last night. Today's Saturday as I'm recording. Friday nights I usually rocks. Fridays and Saturday nights I usually play with my boys from work some Call of Duty. It's just what we do. When you're a steel worker, you got to do things to, you know, alleviate the stress and frustration of work, which I guess everybody has to do. But something about a very physical job makes it seem like you gotta really do some violence in a video game. I am not a violent person in real life. Quite the opposite. But anyway, I had the TPM 2.0. I got that taken care of. And last night I was trying to get the secure boot. In the BIOS, because you have to do that when running BIOS, you know, you restart your computer and then enter in the BIOS of the computer and you enact it that way. But in the BIOS, it said it was enacted. I should have been good to go, should have been able to play. But then, of course, when I get to Windows, I boot it up in Windows and it says it is not active. So there's something fucked up here. And I don't even remember what I ended up doing to try to fix it. But I thought I had bricked my computer for good by changing some shit in the BIOS. And I was able to actually still get into BIOS. I could not boot it into Windows, but I could do it in BIOS. And I ended up having to set everything back to the factory settings in BIOS, which sucks because I'm pretty sure that fucks with my RAM settings and everything, because I had put in some really nice RAM at one point. I had to change all my settings in my RAM and whatnot. I don't even remember what all I had to fucking change in there. but yeah, I was pretty unhappy about all of that. I checked. And, I gave up on trying to play Call of Duty last night. I was like, fuck this. I'm going to just play over on my PS5. I don't have Call of Duty on there. I don't have a fucking room to put Warzone on there. I had it on there at one point, but it's like I never played it on there. So it's like, why waste the space? It's a very large, very large game. And so I was like, fuck it. I'm gonna go play some Helldivers and then Helldivers 2. And then, of course, I got onto the PlayStation and there was a massive update for Helldivers 2 and I couldn't fucking play it right away. And I just have it on Wi-Fi downstairs. I don't have it hardwired. So a lot of times the connection down there is a bit slow on the download speed. And it wasn't... I think it's downloaded now. I haven't turned on my PS5 today. But I got it in sleep mode. It should be downloaded, but I was unable to do it last night. I played some NHL on there, and it was a little pisser. It was very not cool, man. Not fucking cool. And I played some NHL, which 25, not 26. I almost said 26. It was NHL 25, and man, I still suck at that game. Maybe it's also to the fact that the Blues got obliterated in their home opener. You shouldn't dwell too much on the results of one game, but it was the home opener. They should have been jacked. The crowd was jacked. Shelley was there. He was there with Nabina, and they had, fun fact about their situation, they had gotten tickets, I guess, off StubHub. Their resale tickets, they got a good deal on glass seats for the fucking home opener. How exciting is that? I mean, I possibly would have given up my left nut for that. but maybe not. I don't know. What do I need my nuts for? Anyway, so while I'm watching the game, here at home on the projector, I was actually distracted for quite a while because I was looking for them and I couldn't see them. I would see like a moment, I think that might be them. I'm like, no, that's not them. Come to find out, they didn't actually release the resale tickets, though they were able to buy them off StubHub. So when they got to the game, like they didn't have the tickets to the front. They ended up getting seats in the very back, which I've had those seats, you know. Which I guess compared to the glass, yeah, they do suck ass. But it's fucking to a Blues game, the home opener. I mean, I'd be cool with sitting in the back. I mean, you're at the Enterprise Center, you get the feel. It's just a good time in my book. But apparently they were all the way in the back wall, the very top, tippy top. when they thought, you know, they were going to sit on the glass. But I found that out during the game. I was like, oh, I guess I can stop looking for you during the game. I would have seen them if they were on the glass. Because, you know, I got that 150-inch image from the projector. Not to brag or anything. But my vision has gone downhill since MIG welding every day. It is, but, again, image very big. I think I would have seen them. but unfortunately, yeah, they. I feel like maybe that's what jinxed the game. Had they been able to get those glass seats, the Blues would have done fine. At least scored a goal. I mean, this is historically the worst home opener the Blues have ever had, because they've never been shut out during the home opener. They've been around. They've been a team since 1967, I believe, and never once in all those seasons did they get shut out at home. But they did that this year. So now, the year they did win the cup, that season they did lose 5-1, but they scored a fucking goal. That was the, you know, it's very beginning of the season. I can deal with them losing the game, the first game. That's fine. But man, it was hard to see that they shit the bed so bad they couldn't even score a goal in the home opener when the place is through the roof. They were still on a home ice winning streak, including the regular season and the playoffs last year. They had won 15 straight at home. This would have been number 16. And it was rough, man. It was rough. And it's pretty much the same team that was on the ice of last year. Of course, there's been a few changes. But it's pretty much the same team. There's only a few people. Radek Fox is gone. You know, there's all the big pieces are really there. I mean, you got both goalies from last season who both had very good seasons. You know, you got the captain, Braden Schenn, of course. Robert Thomas, the assistant captain. I believe he's the assistant captain, unless they've changed that this season. I almost said Chris Pronger, but no, he has not been on the team in well over a decade. Was it two decades? It's been a while. I believe he is doing stuff with the organization these days now, though. Colton Parayko, that's the name I was looking for. Cam Fowler is, he's back with the team. He had a fucking amazing season last year. I'm trying to remember if there was, of course, I would say the biggest move that transpired and what people are really freaking out on was the Zach Bolduc trade for Logan Mailloux, I believe is how you pronounce his name, the defenseman, which Bolduc had, what, like 20, I want to say about 22-ish goals last season. I mean, that's a good performer. Good chance maybe they would have gotten a goal. Zach Bolduc still been there. But, you know, they still had Jordan Kyrou, who's for the last three seasons has had more than 30 goals and led the team in scoring. But, you know, Mailloux did not look great in again, game one. You know, I'm thinking maybe the guys didn't get the memo that preseason's over. They were like, "Oh, this one doesn't matter either." They might want to alert them, give them a little Google alert or something. Like, "Hey, guys, you might want to put a little effort in now." but yeah, I mean, it is still the main core. Dylan Holloway's back, and he scored.
I think it was quite 30. He was the second highest scorer. I don't remember how many he had. I think it was close to 30. And fuck, Parayko had he had quite a few goals last year. I don't think it was quite 20. He had like, I want to say 17 or 18 ish. Which was the highest he's ever had. And he's a defenseman. You know, that's pretty high numbers for a defenseman. And yeah, it was rough watching that game one. They are playing tonight, the day I'm recording this, so they'll play Calgary later. I feel like they're probably going to win that one, but I'm going to get a little bit more. I'm not really concerned. I'm just more disappointed. I'm like a disappointed father here. Like, what the fuck, guys? You had this long win streak at home going on. You still have a hangover from Winnipeg? That was disappointing, you know, how they ended the playoffs. They should have had Winnipeg. That game, like, they were owning. Connor Hellebuyck just appears that he shits the bed in the playoffs, especially on the road. He's just pretty terrible. It seemed like that last game of that series that they, like, all the games they played at home, they destroyed Connor Hellebuyck, and they pulled him every fucking game they played at the Enterprise Center. And on game seven, it seemed like they were going that route again, as they were owning Connor Hellebuyck, and it seemed like they just let off the gas. That they decided to just hold their lead, try and hold their lead, and lay off the gas. And I think that was the big mistake in that game. Because once they stopped putting the pressure on, that's, you know, Winnipeg seemed to get more confidence going on, and Hellebuyck could just, he could regain his composure. I think had they just kept pushing him, like they probably would have pulled him again. And I don't know. You know, I'm not a hockey player. I'm not a coach. I have full faith in Monty. Yeah, man, it was like, what, 7 seconds left in that game when they gave up the tying goal and descended into overtime, and then they lost it in, of course, double overtime because they didn't have Pat Maroon. I mean, he would have won it for us. Let's be real. Big Rig, that's what they needed. That's what that was the magic sauce in 2019 when it was the double overtime goal for the victory that would lead us on to get to the cup. And, you know, that was fantastic shit. Anyway, yeah. I still feel confident in this team that they can go far. I expect them to get to the playoffs at the very least. It's going to be a disappointment if they do not make the playoffs this year. I mean, they won, what, 12 straight games to end last season. And had they not done that, I mean, they wouldn't have made the playoffs. And there was, like, including the playoffs, they had 15 straight at home. Like, they were the hottest team in the NHL going into the playoffs. And it looked like the magic from 2019 was back there. And, you know, I feel like there's Joe Boo was really doing some work. And I imagine, you know, they usually do that stuff just one, you know, every season it's a different thing, you know. Like the 2019 run was the Gloria. They were playing Gloria. But you can't do that for every year. You can't keep doing that. You got to switch it up every year. Like, Joe Boo was the thing last year. I don't know what this year is going to be, but they need some mojo. But, you know, it is as early as you can get in the season. You got some new guys, and they're switching around the lineup to see, even though, you know, they did have, you know, the preseason games, they're still trying to see who plays well together. Like, what's your best options as far as a mix and match to make the, like, best lines. And, I mean, you got some young guys, too, that are pretty fresh to the NHL. So, you know, I feel like they're going to get their mojo on. And Montgomery's, you know, the guy that I believe in. I have total faith in Monty. But it was disappointing to say the least see this home opener. It did seem like Shen. I mean, I really like Shen as captain. He was trying to, you know, he put some good hits on guys to really try to get the team like riled up. That guy definitely is good about getting the team riled up. You know, I've seen him just come right off the opening face off and get into a fight just to. Shenner. Those are my boys, though, you know? Those are my boys. As I may, unrelated note, I don't know what exactly I'm going to be doing this the rest of this weekend, but I might go see Tron later with the Muffin Man. We had talked about that. The Tron Ares. But I got to admit, not a fan of Jared Leto. Never really been a fan of Jared Leto, musically or, you know, movie wise. I don't know. He's just not a fan. And I do love Tron, though. This is I would be way more excited if Jared Leto wasn't involved. I liked the 2010 Tron. I forgot what the name of that was. And of course, the original is, you know, one of the best sci-fi films of all time. Tron 1.0. Fucking amazing. I love Jeff Bridges, which I don't know. Is Jeff Bridges in this new one? I have, like, I hear Jared Leto and I'm like, you know? I'm like, I don't want to. I don't want any of that action. Like, you don't, let's not do that. Let's see. Greta Lee. Who's Greta Lee? I don't even know. I'm so old now. I don't know. Don't know. Jeff Bridges is in the new one, which, I mean, you got to have Jeff Bridges in there. I mean, it looks like, ooh, Evan Peters is in there. I like Evan Peters. Gillian Anderson, fucking shit. How come you, they have decent cast outside of Jared Leto. Why is he the fucking lead? Son of a bitch. The last Tron, though, was, I thought it was good. This is rated 6.6 on IMDb, so more people like it than dislike it. Oh, Tron Legacy, that was the name of it. It's rated slightly higher on IMDb at the moment, at 6.8. 6.7 for the original? What the fuck? The original Tron was better than that. Okay. You and your shitty, shitty ass ratings, IMDb. What the fuck? I don't trust your ratings. As I am, yeah, man. I mean, it looks like Tron. It's got Gillian Anderson. Obviously, I love me some Gillian Anderson. My cat's named Fox, Agent Fox Mulder, and I had another cat, Scully, Agent Scully, and that didn't work out. So maybe this won't work out either with Gillian Anderson. This is I'm looking at pictures of it on IMDb, and it's just them at events. It's not pictures of the fucking movie. What the fuck, man? I just want to see pictures of the goddamn movie. It's just Jared Leto on a fucking bike, on one of the light bikes. Oh, here we go. Finally seeing some pictures of the movie here. Not much. I need to watch the original Tron on my projector. That is a fantastic film, and it's great for the big screen. I don't think I saw the original one in the theaters ever. I think I was a little too young to see the first one in the theater. I want to say it was early 80s. Let's see what... 1982. Yeah, I would have been one fucking years old, if that. I was probably one. I want to say that was probably a summer thing, so I was probably over one. Birthday's in March. But holy shit, man, yeah, that I may have seen, you know, I've seen a lot of older movies in the theater, you know, way after their release, so it's possible I could have seen it, but I don't recall ever seeing that in the theater post release. I watched the shit out of the original Tron, though, because we had that on the old Laserdisc player.
which there's just something special about Laserdiscs. I thought about getting an old Laserdisc. I don't even think I'd have a TV I'd be able to hook it up to, but just for the, like, I imagine I'd get it and like, why the fuck did I buy this? But I have just a love for like that Laserdisc player because, you know, it was one of the early times when we could go and like rent movies, and there was a, here in Washington, Missouri here, there was a Laserdisc rental place over on Fifth Street, near where, was it Moe's, the pizza place is here in town. It was over by the gas station right over by there. We'd go in there and rent Laserdiscs. And we also, you know, had, I'm pretty sure we had bought Tron on Laserdisc, because I remember watching that one a lot, and it's the movie, the original movie, it is very dated looking, but I like, it's such a like a unique look to it. I think it still has a very appealing look, I guess, cinematography wise, I guess. Oh, I forgot that, holy shit, Cindy Morgan, that was in the original, is an actress. I forgot she was in Caddyshack. I think she's the one that, if you've seen Caddyshack, of course, where Chevy Chase is having drinks with her and they're doing shots of tequila, where he tosses the tequila over his shoulder, snorts the salt, and puts the lime in his eyes. she's the one that's with him. Forgot that was, I believe, it looks like she passed away in 2023, unfortunately. Yeah. And, but yeah, she was in Tron, the OG, and Caddyshack. I don't know. I haven't talked to Muffin Man today. I don't know that we will see that. I do love the movie theater. It's been a minute now since I went and saw a movie in the theater. It's been like, I guess, a couple months. I feel like I'm trying to remember what the last movie was I saw in the theater. I know that we saw the new Thunderbolts. There might have been one after that. Anyway, yeah, so that could be on the docket for today. Haven't got my Powerball ticket for the day. Need to get that. Because, yeah, that's the only way this fella is going to be able to retire early. Josh really needs that big cash injection, if you know what I'm saying. It's still Oktoberfest here in the States, at least in Herman, Missouri. I think they're doing Oktoberfest all through the rest of October, which in Germany, it is over. I know I talked about it a little bit last week. I don't think I talked about the crazy incidents that happened so much that were unrelated to us being there, but it happened. I may have brought up that the overcrowding, that it was the first time in history there's been, I think they said 190 Oktoberfests in history in Munich. So a fuck ton of them. Way longer than anybody's been alive. at least, you know, close to 90 years, you know, 80 something years that anybody that's currently been alive. So it goes back a few generations. And I believe it was this year is the first time they've ever shut it down for overcrowding. 6 million people go to Munich every year for Oktoberfest. And there's only the population there's only like 1.6 million. So you have like almost six times the population coming there for like 16 to 18 days. And it's a massive area, and it shut down two different days. The one Saturday right before we got there, and then the Friday that we didn't go to Oktoberfest, thankfully, but It did shut down again that day. We went on that Tuesday. It was a slower day. It was kind of rainy day. And Tuesdays are slower days anyway. So we didn't have to worry about it getting shut down while we were there and leave. And of course, there was the bomb threat that shut it down for like 5 or 6 hours. That's a lot of loss of income for Munich and all the people involved, because they make over $1 billion during those 16 to 18 days. That's a lot of fucking money and not very many days. You imagine just shutting it down for like 6 hours has got to be a big loss of income when you've got millions of people there visiting it. That's a lot of people not buying beer and food. The bomb, from what I understand, the bomb thing, without me actually looking up the actual, bothering to Google it here, from what I initially read, they had thought there was a dispute between neighbors, and there was a bomb that went off in this apartment complex, from what I understand. Again, the facts are probably off on this. But they had found a note that the guy was apparently had threatened to blow up Oktoberfest, which had happened before, but it hasn't happened since 1980. It happened one time out of the 190 Oktoberfest. It happened one time in 1980. They actually have statues up there on the Wiesn, Wiesn area where they do Oktoberfest in remembrance of the victims of the bomb. They found that note, and so they were concerned. They shut down the place for like 5-6 hours, whatever it was. Had the bomb dogs go through like every tent, every nook and cranny to make sure that there was no fucking bomb at Oktoberfest, and there wasn't, thankfully. And they, I believe, found the suspect that made the bomb. He had killed himself, I think, in a park. And that happened nowhere near us, the bomb. And when we got lucky with that. And then, of course, the airport was shut down because they had a bunch of fucking drones. I don't know how many, but apparently there was a lot of drones over Munich Airport that shut down. Not a day we were flying, thankfully. They think it was, of course, the Russians fucking with them. And there was a day, too. I don't think they shut it down over it, but there was a day during Oktoberfest where there was a bunch of drones over that as well. And that would be horrible if they decided to attack that thing. They'd be killing a lot of people and from a lot of countries. I mean, people from all over the world go to Oktoberfest. It is a massive celebration. One of the biggest parties in the fucking world. I got to say, it was pretty crazy. Pretty crazy. I'm pretty glad that I can now say officially I have, as I'm wearing my Oktoberfest shirt that I got from Hofbräu. I'm glad I can say that I went to Oktoberfest. Although, like, the day after when I couldn't stop puking, I was like, yeah, fuck Oktoberfest. But now that I'm a little farther removed from it and not puking my guts out, it more feels like I can look back and go, like, I had a pretty fun time at Oktoberfest, minus the whole, up until I blacked out and started puking. Also, we didn't see Arnold, but we did find out from the tour guide that, of course, he does go there every Oktoberfest. Let's see here. As I can't type. I'm trying to remember see what tent it is. Arnold always goes to. I know when I see it. Oh, Marstall Fetzelt. It from what our tour guide said, that is where the higher class people go to for Oktoberfest. But he's there every year, apparently. I don't know that he goes all Oktoberfest. I'm feeling like he may only go over like a day or two.
I mean, but they, he's always there singing it up with that, you know, Arnold voice. Yeah, I would love to hear him. I know, you know, it's mainly like German music, like Ein Prosit or Ein Schweig Zufa. I'm looking at the pictures of the town. I'm expecting to see. I know I've seen a bunch of different pictures of Arnold through the years at Oktoberfest. No, they don't have it here. And on their Oktoberfest, this is their Oktoberfest website. You would think they would just say, Arnold is here every year. Yeah. You come here, you watch Arnold lead the band and sing. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Let's hear him sing. I would love to hear Arnold do like some American song or English speaking songs, rather. I would love to see him do like Sweet Caroline, which is about Caroline Kennedy. He was married to a Kennedy for a long time, so it would seem fitting for him to do Sweet Caroline, which I feel like Arnold probably loves some Neil Diamond. I just imagine him in Twins when he's doing singing. He's like, take out the papers. Take out the papers on the trash. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yes. My beautiful singing voice, yes. I'm very operatic, you know. Pavarotti has got nothing on me. Yes, Arnold doing his operatic. Is yes, I'm doing drinking masses of beer, drinking, yeah. this, 8 liters when I had my 8 liters of beer, that's when I get up beer, then I get up and sing during the Trees of Eisen, yeah. Yes. Oh yeah, the Wiesn. Is dude's like 80, yeah, but he's still, I mean, for as old as he is, I mean, he looks solid. I mean, the guy, you know, still works out. I mean, he's not the Arnold of Terminator 2 or anything of that nature. He's not still like just this beautiful, I don't know if beautiful is the right word, but picturesque look of a bodybuilder. He's not that anymore. I mean, he's like fucking 80, but he looks old. He looks old for Arnold, but he seems with it still. And it would have been pretty great to see Arnold, but we didn't get to do that. As Arnold is yeah. But I haven't really done a whole lot since going back, other than working. It's been really that's been what I've been doing. Just been working, and I've been pretty tired other than that, you know, a little jet lagged and what have you. And I've watched a little bit of stuff on the projector, not a whole lot. I made it through all the episodes of Gen V so far, of season 2. I saw all of season 1 before. I don't know when they release episodes for that. Oh, October 15th. So we got 4 more days before they put out the next one, which that might be. I don't know how many episodes they're doing of season 2. That might be the finale. It's entertaining, man. It's not quite as good as The Boys, but it's, you know, of course, the spinoff of The Boys, which is about to put out their final season, which I'm excited for that. I'm gonna have to go back through and watch the rest of The Boys. I guess there's 8 episodes that are planned to be released, as far as that goes, as Gen V goes. I don't know if this is going to be the... I mean, they're definitely putting... getting it ready for the end of The Boys. Because it seems that they're going to use the Marie Moreau character. She's going to be taking on Homelander. That she's the secret for taking out Homelander. Which feels weird that it would be somebody in a spinoff and not so much anything to do with like the main cast of The Boys. Soldier Boy, I would love to see. I mean, Soldier Boy, I'm pretty sure is coming back. I'm pretty sure that's confirmed. Soldier Boy, I think, is possibly the best character in The Boys. See here. I think there a spinoff? I want to say there's a Soldier Boy spinoff. Is there not? Yeah. There's a Boys spinoff here with Soldier Boy. Which I'm excited for that. I love me some Soldier Boy. Here's off GamesRadar.com. First look at The Boys spinoff, Vought Rising Set in the 1950s shows us a side of Soldier Boy we've never seen before. And it's pretty fantastic. I love me some Soldier Boy. The first look at Vought Rising, another new spinoff of The Boys universe, has arrived, and we're ready to see Soldier Boy like we've never seen him before. The Boys' official Twitter account rolled out the first look at photos at the main cast via thread, writing, "Once upon a time, these four were as American as apple pie." Say hello to the soups of Vought Rising, a new origin story set in the world of The Boys, in production this month. This was in August that this was put out here. The images include Jensen Ackles, the actor that plays Soldier Boy, as, of course, Soldier Boy. Mason Dye as Bombsight, Elizabeth Posey as Private Angel, and Will Hawkman as Torpedo. Absent from the list is Aya Cash as Stormfront, but I'm sure we'll get a first look at a later date. You can check out the photos below. Boys creator Eric Kripke announced the spinoff at San Diego Comic-Con in 2024, describing it as a twisted murder mystery about the origins of Vought in the 50s, the early exploits of Soldier Boy, and the diabolical maneuvers of Soup, known to fans as Stormfront, who was then going by the name Clara Vought. Let's see this picture. I don't see the picture. Where's the picture, assholes? This is just pictures of... I am not seeing the picture. They are fucking with me here. I do not see any pictures of this show. I have seen the picture of Soldier Boy from the series. Maybe that's what they're referring to. But again, oh, here we go. I think I see here. Oh, it's just a picture of Soldier Boy. That is him in a green suit, Soldier Boy suit. And, you know, like the Robin from Robin, Batman and Robin, that kind of like a little thing over the eyes. Which just never really hides what you look like. It's just fantastic to have that over. I never quite understood that. I mean, if I'm going to go and hide my face to fight crime, I'm going to, at least you should put a hat on with that, you know? I mean, your forehead's out there. All the, what are you hiding? Your eyebrows? Like, is, I mean, if you have some very distinctive eyebrows, that might do a trick. I feel like you'd get the same look if you just shaved off your eyebrows. Like, because that's really all that's really hiding. You're not hiding your eyes. Yeah, you're hiding, I guess, a part of your nose. But not, like, the important part to really distinguish you from someone else. Like, what is the purpose of this? Why, I mean, was Zorro the first one to do that? To wear that over the eyes, or Lone Ranger, the Lone Ranger. I, you know, his was a little bit bigger. It, I guess, it hit a little bit more, but not. It seems pointless. But you know what? I'm not a superhero. I, you know, maybe it's just like having a cape. It's more aesthetic than it is like functionality. Nothing says superhero. Also, like, that used to be a bank robber thing, too, like, in the old, like, movies, wasn't it? Where they had just, like, the black face mask where it was, of course, just went around your eyebrows. I'd like to know the history about this. I don't even know how to search that. I guess that's, you know, slightly better than the Superman Clark Kent thing, where it's basically he just drops the glasses. It's like, oh, Superman can see good. Obviously, it's not Clark Kent. He's Clark Kent after LASIK surgery. And I guess Superman, too, if you look at the comic. But I don't know if it was the original. in the original. What was it, the 1940s when that came out? 30s or 40s? Fuck, I don't remember when the first issue of Superman dropped. But it was a long fucking time ago. I believe, you know, not only does Superman not have the glasses Clark Kent does, but that little curl of hair drops down once he's Superman. And that's also, I mean, that's a game changer. That little curl of hair that drops down on the forehead that says, I am not human. I am a super powerful alien. Do you ever see any human just have one little curl drop down on their forehead? I don't think so. I don't think so. That is strength right there. You don't see that in the movies. You don't see him, although maybe Christopher Reeves. It's been a while since I watched Christopher Reeves Superman. I feel like maybe he had that curl that dropped down. That magic curl. It would be funny if, like, when he got hit with, like, kryptonite, that the curl just, like, you know, shriveled up like a fucking cock in a freezing cold. a groundhog seeing its shadow and hiding in the back in the hole. It's like, oh fuck, it's still winter. The kryptonite's out. I gotta shrivel up and keep my warmth. Gotta hide out and keep warm in my hole. Like an uncircumcised cock. Yeah, anyway. Yeah, if I don't go see Tron, I don't know. I'm probably just going to fucking pass out. I'm still really fucking tired. Get real warm and snuggly with Agent Mulder here. Hopefully he can still forgive me for abandoning him for a week. My tongue is so tied right now. I don't know why. Maybe I'll give it another go trying to get Call of Duty to work on my computer. I'm kind of like, fuck you, Call of Duty. Fuck you, Activision. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. And my PC, again, it may not be operating at its highest capacity because I probably have to go back through and fuck with the RAM and all that shit again too. So it's like, god damn it. It's probably going to take forever to get that shit working right. It's going to be really fucking annoying, you know? It'd be interesting just to see start Call of Duty. There should be like easier way. I know that, you know, everybody that's playing Call of Duty is not playing on a brand new PC, which I think brand new PCs already factor in the fact that you got to have this shit for a lot of new games. And so I would think that they'd already have the TPM 2.0 and Secure Boot rocking on newer computers. And no, this doesn't mean I'm just going to go out and buy a new computer. I don't have the cash for that. It is not a wise decision. As I was talking about this, I better get the download the update, I guess. Damn near 50 gig. I guess I better get that going if I want to even attempt to play the game. I know it's just going to kick me out if I fucking boot it up right now. I'll be like, fuck you, you cheating bastard. This may end up leading to me deleting some stuff off my PS5 and putting Warzone back on there and going controller. But I got it downstairs in my modem and router are upstairs, and so the internet's not so hot downstairs. I'm running strictly off Wi-Fi. This is some real issues. What I should do is go finish putting the Overlook Hotel, painting that above my cabinets, which I started doing before I left, getting it, prepping it, but didn't really get anywhere with that. And I don't feel like doing any painting, though. I got to be honest. I don't feel like fucking with that at all, at least not tonight. Maybe some other day. Maybe 10 years from now. We'll see. I do need to find some time to change the oil in my car sometime this month too. I know I'm working next Saturday. I don't feel like doing it today. It's already too late in the day. I'm like, fuck that.
I guess at the end of the month, maybe I'll have another Saturday. Maybe the first week of November. We'll see. We'll see. Does not sound appealing, though, changing oil. I've done it enough on that car that, you know, it's fairly easy for me to do it. But again, I don't really want to climb under that thing. There is just just overwhelming tiredness to myself now that hopefully, you know, I get off the overtime, get a little bit more sleep, and that will go away. As I'm further away from the flight, it's been officially 7 days since I left Germany, as I'm getting attacked by a cat. Three-legged cat is attacking me. Chill out, buddy. Come here, man. Come here. Come here, Fox. Calm down. Calm down, sir. Calm down. Don't bite on my legs. You're such a biter. I don't know why, man. I don't enjoy it. It's about the worst thing about you. You like to bite. He wants to chime in, I guess, for the podcast. He's like, he's voting for what we're doing. He's like, let's just fuck everything else. Don't change the oil in the car. You don't need to do that. You just don't need to go to the movie theater. We got one downstairs. And we'll just shack up on the couch. Shack up on the couch. And call it a day. As, yeah, I really don't feel motivated to do much of anything. I need to at least go to the gas station, I guess, and get a Powerball ticket. Won't win it if I don't get one. If I don't have a ticket, if I don't have a horse in the game or something my brain's fried right now. I know that's not the right term. But fuck. I do need to probably play some other games to get me out of the funk of Call of Duty. Just a little bit more excitement, because it's just not that fun anymore. It's just the same shit repackaged in another way. Although, I mean, it is kind of cool that it's the Halloween stuff. They got Jason Voorhees, although it's not the Jason Voorhees I would pick to have in the game. It's more of the Freddy vs. Jason era Voorhees, which is also, I think, how he's supposed to look more of in the Camp Crystal Lake show that I don't think is out yet. They're still working on the Hulu, I guess, is who that's through. As Fox has found one of my euros, one of my change here, as he is attacking it, the 1 cent euro. And which is very tiny, a lot smaller than a penny. Well, not a lot, but it's a good percentage smaller than a penny. I still haven't cashed in my euros from the trip. I need to probably do that soon, get a hold of the bank and do that. But again, I am not motivated today. I'm excited to just be off work. And don't eat that, buddy. That's probably not good for you, homie. Probably not good for you. As I have been very, I guess, out of sympathy for feeling bad for leaving him for so long, I have given him like probably way too many treats this week. I've been getting him just feel bad, you know, be like, sorry, buddy, like I'm gonna buy back your love with too many treats by giving him. I've had like the fresh. I have to specifically get it from the pet store, which I don't go to the pet store very much. So, I go to Schnucks all the time. They don't have this sort of thing, but they have like the fresh chicken in a pouch, and like salmon. I'm giving them like salmon, like that, or some kind of fish. I was like tuna and chicken, maybe. I don't know. I've given them a few different things that way. Since being back. And, you know, now he expects the shit. Which is probably why he's freaking out on me right now. You do. You're saying you do need more of that? Huh? You do need more of that? Man, you got like part of the carpet stuck in your paw, man. Been tearing up the carpet. Thanks for that, homie. We got to
Thanks for helping me keep the place intact. I'm also not looking forward to doing much tomorrow either, as I know that I need to do some real cleaning. I didn't do any vacuuming last week. I vacuumed my bedroom because I wanted to make sure that the cat hair was out of here. But normally I vacuum the whole place. I didn't do that. I was real tired then. I just feel already tomorrow that I'm going to be pretty tired. And I'm already talking myself into not being motivated tomorrow, as I am not motivated today. I just want to sleep for like a month. Is that possible? Just take like a month off work, sleep in like a cryogenic facility, maybe. Put me on ice. And then wake me in like a month or so. We'll see. That'll work, right? Not one of those places where they freeze you and chop your head off. Well, I guess they chop your head off, then freeze you. Although maybe, is it easier to chop the head off once the body's frozen? I don't feel like we're ever going to have the technology that you can put my body back together and then I'm going to be good to go. Not that we have the technology to just cryogenically freeze someone and then wake them up in the future. It worked in Demolition Man, but not apparently in real life. It doesn't appear that... I don't think Walt Disney's going to get his head put back on at any point, and then they're going to be like, ooh, he's going to come back out. Though he was very racist, you know, I wonder like how he would feel, you know, coming back out and like how times have changed. He was very racist. Early days of Disney, there was a lot of racism to it. I feel like that's come back. He's probably going to feel all right for the most part. The devices in our pockets, that might throw him off a little bit. Like you can watch most Disney films, of course, not a lot of the early stuff. Again, very racist. They've kind of like, oh, nothing to see. We don't remember that film. We don't remember that part of Dumbo with the black crows. But he's probably, let's be real, he's probably going to be like, what's this porn thing? You can watch porn, stream that 24/7. The one part of Project 2025 that I'm not aware of that they have done much to do yet, because I know that's part of the agenda, is to outlaw porn, which is why I've got quite a bit of the VR porn on my PC, downloaded to it, so, you know, theoretically, it'll still be around even if there's a ban on it. That's neither here nor there. Till they come to my door, and you know, if they find out that I'm the secret funder of Antifa. This massive organization, this massive terrorist organization, the anti-fascists that were founded by FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. That was, you know, the original anti-fascists. Roosevelt, I heard John Lovett on his podcast joking about that, saying that the founders of Antifa being FDR, Winston Churchill, and, of course, Joseph Stalin. We don't talk about Joseph Stalin, though. May have been fighting the largest fascist we've ever known, but that might change. You know. But Joseph Stalin, also very awful. That part of Antifa could, yeah, definitely down with that part. Yeah. I didn't fund Antifa. Also, never been to that little St. James. Never once. Not even after Jeffrey Epstein was dead. definitely not a part of that. There was other, like, I don't think I brought it up last week. There was other weird shit that happened while my friend John and I went to Germany. Like, the way out there, maybe I brought this up last week, but there was a American Airlines flight, if I'm not mistaken, flying out of Lambert. Maybe it was two. Either way, they realized it was American Airlines flight. We didn't fly American Airlines, so thankfully it wasn't our flight. But they had found a dead body inside the plane where the landing gear is. They think that, from what I read, and I read this like right after we left St. Louis, I think, when we were in Canada, I read that there was a body found on a flight either going to or from Lambert Airport. They found a dead body in there. I was like, oh, that he probably, I didn't tell my buddy John until we were in Germany. And I thought about like, maybe that's not even the best idea because we do have to fly in some planes again after this. He was freaking out about the whole thing enough anyway. He was really freaked out at the idea of flying over the ocean. But I did not tell him about that. But apparently, yeah, the people from time to time, I guess, decide to stow away on a plane and get in there via the landing gear. And I guess this person must have gotten stuck inside the landing gear. I didn't read a whole lot of the details about it. I just know that I got an alert on my phone to let me know somebody had died in where the landing gear is. But, you know, that was much better than the first time I flew overseas to Russia when they had, of course, the night before I left, the Malaysian Airlines flight disappeared. I think it was MH375. Is that it? That may not be it. It was MH something. It was a Malaysian Airlines flight. The one that just they think that was possibly like the pilot committed suicide by killing everyone on board, you know. But there's no proof to know exactly what happened. We know they're all dead. Who knows? There's no way of knowing. At least I don't think there's any way of knowing. And of course, Russia invaded Crimea like a couple days before we left, something like that. Or we left. I was the only one. I went by myself then. John wasn't with me. That had me a little bit more freaked out. It was the first time I flew overseas, so I feel like I was pretty on edge going there. But that's, yeah, this is really all I've got. I do need to, I need to eat something. Fuck, probably pass out for a while. But I guess this is really all I've got. So, as always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.